Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio, Michael.
Well, of course, one of our most popular parts of Mind Food are the psychology stories and features and people we get to speak to. But probably what we're always looking for is that practical, positive psychology that you can really apply in your everyday life. So, you know, at work or your different relationships you have.
Exactly.
So I'd like to welcome to on today's show, Sue Langley, who is going to also be part of the Mind and Its Potential show. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
So what are you going to be talking about at the event in October?
Talking a little bit about the emotionally intelligent brain, which is basically to me about the intelligent use of our emotions on a day-to-day basis, and how learnings around neuroscience can help us at work and every day with our partners, kids, etc.
Do you think people deal with their emotions in their own way, or does it need to be coached out somehow?
Oh, I think there's a bit of both. I think, yes, absolutely, people have their own ways of dealing with emotions. Some of them will be sustainable, some of them will be unsustainable.
Yeah.
Some of them will work better than others. A lot of people talk about controlling or suppressing their emotions, and yet we know that doesn't work. And yet a lot of people still use that as a way of sort of handling them.
What's a typical scenario when you go work with a client? What would they be dealing with, and how do you help them?
For a lot of people, there's a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, certainly in the workplace, and so often people aren't dealing with their own emotions. We often hear stories where people are sort of getting burnt out, or they're quietly going off to see a psychologist or something because they can't handle their emotions day to day because of numerous reasons due to, you know, workplace changes. But often it's a case of they don't know how to handle somebody else's emotion. They know that people in their team, colleagues, their direct reports, whoever, are having emotions around something, and yet they don't really know what to do with it. We try to focus on the positive psychology perspective because we know that if you focus on a strengths-based approach, you actually get better performance. So it's kind of a win-win. People are happier and organizations get bottom-line results.
For a listener listening in today, they may be sitting there going, well, emotions, I've never really thought about that. What happens if they dislike their job? That's got to have a huge impact on themselves and also their career aspects, hasn't it?
Of course. And the way we feel changes the way we think. And I think that's the importance of understanding then the brain around emotion. When we are in a negative mood, we are likely to be really good at critiquing and finding fault and finding problems and so on. Well, if you're in a job you hate, what you're going to find is all day you're seeing the things that support the reason why you don't want to be there and all the negative things about the job. So what can we do to try and shift that perspective in a number of ways? How can you look for the good bits? But equally, how can you put yourself in a positive, confident state so that if you choose to, you can go and find another job?
When you talk about emotions, though, Sue, what are three things, as someone listening in today, that they could utilise in their own life to, improve their emotions?
Well, this is going to sound really simple, but one of the great tools is learning how to label your emotions accurately. Mm-hmm. We know that having a good vocabulary and being able to accurately label your emotions, it improves your ability to perceive your own emotions, so be much more aware of how you're feeling, but it also triggers a part of the brain that acts as a self-regulation mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have the ability to acknowledge within myself I'm feeling angry, frustrated, humiliated and embarrassed,
yep.
That gives me a much richer vocabulary than just going, no, I'm just angry, I'm angry. And it also then gives me the ability to use strategies to deal with that. So the biggest thing, and it sounds so simple, but improve your emotional vocab.
Very interesting topic, Sue, and really nice to have you on today's program as well.
Thank you, it's a pleasure.
And of course, for more details and to hear Sue's podcast, you can jump onto mindfood.com. Lots of information up there, Michael.
There sure is. And any more information that you want on Mind and Its Potential, just go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.